I'm Chris Rubelo for California Healthline. Joe Dunn has been on the job as the new CEO for the California Medical Association since the beginning of the year. He was termed out of the state Senate in December after representing voters in Orange County for 8 years. The former Democratic lawmaker has a unique perspective on current efforts to reform healthcare in the Golden State.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the new job.
Thank you very much. It's been a great few months already and busy and crazy. And at times I feel like I'm back in my role as a statewide politician, traveling to every corner of the state of California to meet with our physician leadership, the physician membership, and frankly, just a whole lot of regular folks about how us as the physicians of California can be a better advocate on behalf of the patients in California.
Well, obviously, the big talk of the town, all over the town in California, is healthcare reform and the governor's healthcare reform in particular. It's been out there for a couple weeks. Overall, what's your take on it?
Our take on the governor's healthcare reform is, first and foremost, we are ecstatic that this governor, with as loud a megaphone as he has in the arena of politics, has been willing to initiate a reform debate that isn't about tinkering on the edges, but about wanting to do something, frankly, historic about improving healthcare in California, and hopefully as a first domino to the rest of the nation as well. That cannot go unnoticed, because frankly, most politicians run away from the healthcare debate out of fear that it will do nothing but harm to their political careers. So we're ecstatic that he has initiated the debate and is using his very large megaphone to force this debate and hopefully with a successful outcome. We are not supportive of all of the concepts in his plan. That's probably no surprise to anyone. We've got some serious problems with certain aspects of his plan that we will vigorously and vehemently oppose in the coming months. Our hope is, though, that as we expect this process to unfold, that those that are the most important voices, and frankly, I consider the physicians of California on behalf of their patients to be the most important voice in this debate, will come together in a consensus fashion to work out a reform plan that jettisons those aspects of any proposal that will do more harm than good and focus in on only those aspects that are going to be actually beneficial to the patients. And Chris, if I can add one additional point. When I say beneficial, what I'm talking about is, frankly, the only thing that should count in this debate is whether the outcome improves the ability of a patient to get to a doctor and get the best doggone care available in California. That's the goal. If this is not about improving the relationship between a patient and his or her doctor, it's not a debate worth having.
So getting back to your statement about that there are some things that the CMA is vehemently opposed to, I'm assuming you're talking about the provision that would have certain people seeing non-physicians, right?
That is one of the provisions that we are opposed to. That is just not right to tell an individual whose only access to health care is through a retail supercenter that their only access to health care is through a non-physician. That is simply not right. That frankly raises the risk of inadequate health care being delivered to the people of California. There's a reason that people want access to a doctor. It's because a doctor has spent many years of his or her life being trained and practicing how to deliver the proper care under a given set of circumstances. And so to say for cost reasons that someone on a lower economic rung of the ladder can only have access to a non-physician, that is just fundamentally bad policy. And yes, we do oppose that and will continue to oppose that.
Well, then specifically, his plan also calls for an increase of $4 billion in Medi-Cal reimbursements for physicians. But then those same physicians would pay 2% of their gross revenue back to the state, to the insurance pool. How are your members reacting to that?
We have been advocating, and not only us, but virtually every medical organization for a whole number of years have been advocating that the Medi-Cal reimbursement rates need to be increased. That's just a given because they are so unrealistically low at this point in time that a lot of physicians have simply had to stop treating Medi-Cal patients because they cannot make ends meet. right. You go to a lot of inner city urban physician offices, and despite the longtime stereotype that every doctor makes a lot of money, it is absolutely dead wrong. And they are desperately trying to make ends meet to serve underserved populations. And there's a point where they can't pay the rent and keep the lights on. And that's driven by the fact that the policymakers at the federal and state level have refused to acknowledge the real costs associated with this care. It's important care. It is critical care. No question about it. But the compensation for that care has to be realistic in view of the economics of health care today. And as far as the proposal on the tax on the physicians, of course we oppose that because it's not drafted well. It's not the right place to go. There are others that are in this health care mix that are getting off scot-free in contributing to ensuring that there are more funds for an expansion of coverage and access to health care. Let's put one on the table, the insurance carriers. Is there anything that the governor's plan calls from the insurance carriers as a give to make sure this health care system works for all Californians? The answer is no. And so let's look at where those dollars really should come from if we're going to put new dollars into it. But to look at the provisions he has, all he's really doing with those proposals is making a already difficult problem even more difficult.
Anything else that you don't like specifically about the governor's plan?
There's all kinds of things that we've got concerned about, the language and so forth, but it's one that we welcome the debate. We want to be and will be a productive participant in this as long as we all agree that the focus is about improving the time that a patient has with his or her doctor. That's what this has to be about. As long as everybody in this debate is focused on that aspect, then we will come out of this with a successful plan. If there are folks in this debate that are only looking to gobble up more of the pie as far as money is concerned, we're going to have a real fight on our hands. This is about the patients. That's what it's about.
So the governor has his plan out there. Senate President Pro Tem Dom Parada has a plan out there. Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez has a plan out there. Is there anything about those other two plans that you find more palatable or you think might be more successful?
Each of the plans that are out there have pluses and minuses to them. And each of those plans are a good starting point for a debate as long as everyone knows that the final product cannot look like any one of those plans because they both have goods and bads in them. And some of the bads are, unfortunately, in my view, fatal to successfully reforming the healthcare system. But I am ecstatic about the fact that, as I mentioned before, the governor has put his voice into this, as has the leadership of both houses of the state legislature. The fact that everybody at a leadership level in the public policymaking process has expressed a very strong desire to see this system fixed this year, the likelihood of success is far higher than any other year. And my fear is that this is a one-shot opportunity. If we don't do this year and get it right this year, it may be a whole lot of more years before we ever see an opportunity like this come again to make our healthcare system in California far better than it is today.
Well, obviously, you have a unique perspective. You spent 8 years in the state Senate. You just left that body. So what's your prediction? Do you think that the governor and the legislature are going to be able to pull this off?
I am optimistic. Cautiously so, as one must always be when it comes to the legislative and political process. But I am cautiously optimistic that a successful conclusion will be reached. And I have that cautious optimism based on the fact that I've worked with the governor's office, I've worked with the leadership of the Senate, I've worked with the leadership of the Assembly, and now that all of the early political dancing between those three entities is over and done with, since the governor's been in office for a number of years now, as has the leadership of the Assembly and the Senate, they now know how to work with each other. And last year, they did it successfully on some very large pieces of legislation. They know each other. They can read each other. They know how to take care of each other in the sense each needs something with respect to their constituency. And the fact that the leadership of the both houses and the governor's office have matured together over the past few years gives me my cautious optimism that actually we'll get to an end product with without much partisan bickering interfering with the process, will get to a successful conclusion that I think all of us are willing to accept and to support. But everybody needs to come to this discussion not with the eye of I'm going to convince the other person why they are wrong, but rather with an eye towards what do we need to do together to get this done. And the Senate and Assembly leadership in the governor's office now have a good track record of working with each other to that end, and I'm hopeful that it will apply in this context as well to the betterment of all healthcare in California.
So assuming that there is a plan that gets passed, what do you think it's going to look like?
It's way too early at this point to predict what the outcome of a successful plan will be. My hope is that despite the very difficult months ahead, because there is no easy answer, we all know that, because if there was an easy answer to fixing healthcare, it would have been done years ago. There is no easy answer, so the discussions will be difficult, they'll be time-consuming, they'll be exhausting. At times, it will seem impossible to overcome the obstacles, but the exact form will all depend upon the continued willingness of the governor's office, the leadership in the Senate, and the Assembly to continue to work together if they keep their eye on the people of California and not partisan politics. But what that outcome will be is too early to tell at this point. However, I think we all agree that there are certain core goals we must achieve, and that is broader access to health coverage and an improved relationship between patients and their doctors. Those two principles, as long as we keep them as our guiding light, all of us, and willing to compromise over our partisan loyalties, will get us to a successful conclusion.
What do you think is going to be the most gnarly issue?
To use your word, the most gnarly issue in this debate will be the one that is always the most gnarly issue, and that is the money that is necessary, the dollars that are necessary to ensure that Californians have not just adequate but good health care in the state of California. And by money, I don't just mean via the governmental programs. I also mean in the private sector as well. We all know that if we're going to build roads, it costs money. If we're going to build schools, it costs money. If we're going to have the best healthcare system in the world, it's going to cost money. And the most difficult issue in all such public policy questions is where is that money coming from and how do we ensure that it is used in a disciplined and an appropriate manner to the end goal of better healthcare? That is always the most difficult debate.
So what if it was up to you? You were there for 8 years. You drafted legislation. If somebody said, hey, Joe Dunn, what do you think? How would you like it to look?
The answer to that question will be coming in the next couple of weeks, because it is all of these difficult issues is something that as the debate progresses beyond this introductory phase by the various pieces of legislation, the physicians of California are going to put their voice into how it should be structured. And that's one thing that I'm looking forward to, but at this time not quite willing to tip our hand on where the collective wisdom of the doctors of California believe we need to go to make sure that healthcare in California is the best doggone healthcare in the world.
So the CMA is going to be putting out their own proposal.
We will absolutely put our voice in to where we ought to go with the healthcare debate. There is no question about that.
Anything I haven't asked you about healthcare reform coming up that you'd like health policy folks who are interested in health policy in California to know about?
The only additional thing I'd like to add is that the voice of the physicians on behalf of their patients is going to get louder and louder and louder, not only in this debate, but in the coming years, because the physicians now have come to the conclusion, rightfully so, that they've had enough of other people interfering with the ability of a patient to get access to a doctor and to get the proper care. And it's time for us to return to the point of a physician and his or her patient makes the decisions about the care that is necessary. Not some bureaucrat in an office 2,500 miles away or anybody in that category. This is all about improving the relationship between a patient and his or her doctor.
Recently, the American Medical Student Association had a rally in Sacramento. They're in favor of a single-payer system, something similar. Sheila Kuehl is supposed to be putting something on the table once again about a single-payer plan. Do you have any reaction to that?
I am aware that Senator Kuhl has reintroduced her single-payer bill. She's done that for a number of years. She is very passionate about that issue, and I respect her for that. And I know that her view, which is supported by many constituencies, will be a voice in this debate. There is simply no question about that. How much of a voice and how it will affect the final outcome, again, it's too early to tell. But I am aware that Senator Kuhl has introduced it, and also aware that there are many constituencies that support her approach to making the healthcare system better. And we look forward to that voice being part of this debate as well, too.
Great. So moving on to other issues, I know you've only been in the job for a few months, and I'm sure there's a learning curve involved. But at this point, Joe, do you have any sense of an agenda or where you think the major issues for California doctors lie outside the whole realm of the healthcare reform? Any additional issues?
There are always many issues that the doctors face in the legislative, legal, and other advocacy arenas. Every year there are bills that are introduced by folks who want to interfere with how a doctor treats a given patient. Every year, CMA, as well as other related medical groups, introduce proactive legislation to improve that relationship. And this year will be no exception. There are already bills that have been contemplated and some that have been introduced that touch upon medicine in a variety of different ways beyond what is contained in the broader healthcare debate. My guiding principle in all of these debates, whether proactively or defensively, this year, next year, 5 years from now, the guiding principle for me will simply be, does this proposal positively or negatively affect a physician's ability to treat his or her patients? That's the guiding principle. And if it's a negative effect, we're coming after that proposal with everything we have. If it will have a positive effect, we're going to support that proposal in every way possible. And the list, of course, in both categories is very long every single year. But the one thing that I can assure the folks who sit in the state legislature, who sit in any arena of advocacy, including just the average person on the street, is that starting this year and in the coming years, we will be extraordinarily aggressive in our advocacy, and it's one that you will see renewed vigor from the physicians saying, on behalf of our patients, we need to focus back on that relationship between a patient and a doctor. And what I like to say to anybody who will listen to me, which sometimes is only the family dog, is this is all going to be about doctors fighting for their patients. That's what this is all about.
On another issue, the California Medical Association is asking to join a class action lawsuit. That lawsuit alleges that Blue Cross of California inappropriately canceled individual health insurance policies and declined to pay for treatment that had been previously authorized. Is your issue, the CMA's issue, with the cancellation or with the refusal to pay for pre-authorized treatments? What can you say about that legal case?
I'm happy to comment on that legal case. What you're seeing there, again, is more aggressive advocacy by the doctors of California saying, we've had enough. And if somebody is acting in a way that is detrimental to the ability of our patients to get access to health care, we're going to be their voice, whether that be in the state legislature, whether that be in the courts of the state of California, whether that be in somebody's backyard, we're going to be there advocating and fighting on behalf of that patient. And this particular lawsuit involving Blue Cross is one of those examples. And there are several actions by Blue Cross that we have grave concerns about and thus have asked to join the lawsuit, including both the refusal to pay as well as the subsequent cancellations, both of which hinder the ability of a patient to get access to care that, frankly, they deserve and we believe they're entitled to.
So it seems like the timing of this new job for you is perfect, given that there's going to be so much activity in the legislative arena, and you come from the legislative arena. Does that seem the case to you?
It is going to be a very, very busy year. In fact, I have to rephrase that. It's not going to be a very busy year. It already is a very busy year. But frankly, that's what I love, and I know everybody here on our CMA team loves that as well, too. We all are so very dedicated to creating the foundation for which the physicians of California can be the advocates on behalf of their patients. And we welcome this challenge on many fronts this year. And is it going to be a busy year? pardon my Minnesota roots, but you betcha it's going to be a busy year, and we welcome that challenge.
I'm curious, because the folks at California Healthline, there's also an interest in health information technology. Mm-hmm. Do you have any take on where that's going to go this year in the state of California, where doctors are? There have been issues about doctors having a hard time being able to afford health information technology. Have you had a chance to dive into that issue?
To some degree. The health information technology is a very critical component, not only current day, but certainly in the coming years for the delivery of healthcare in California. It cannot be ignored. It is critical. And I don't think really there are very many that disagree with that. Certainly there are some, including in the doctor ranks, that would prefer not to go down this route because they're more comfortable with a kind of old-fashioned technology, which is fine. But we need to go here to ensure quality, to ensure appropriate standards, and all the things that matter when in assessing the delivery of health care. But there are some huge challenges to getting to that goal. The huge challenge, of course, are the costs. There are many physicians that simply cannot afford the costs associated with information technology at this point in time in their practices, because they have so many other financial challenges to trying to be successful. It's not that they're unwilling to go here. It's just they don't have the dollars that are necessary because this is not an inexpensive route. It's very expensive, even for someone who operates in a small or solo practice. It is very, very expensive. We also have to ensure that from whether the state or federal level, that there is some standards for the information technology. What we cannot have is that the many vendors that are out there with respect to the technology to sell their products, which all may be very good, stand alone, but if a large group buys one type of technology and another buys another type of technology and the two can't communicate with each other, we've got ourselves a real problem. So we can't end up instituting this the technology in a way that the differing products that are out there, which rightfully so, and I support that, but they've got to be able to talk to each other. So we have to, and there are many at the state and federal level that are already seriously looking at this, is ensuring that there are at least some commonalities between the various technologies so that no matter what technology a given physician selects, that in fact it can communicate with all the other technologies that are out there.
That's great. Anything I haven't asked you, Joe, that you want to talk to as far as a concern for the CMA or anything that you would like to say on behalf of the doctors that you represent?
On behalf of the Physicians of California First, it's a great honor to be in the position that I am to work in partnership with them to ensure that they recapture their voice on behalf of their patients. And to anyone who stands in our way in recapturing that voice, I simply say, God help you, because watch out. Here come the doctors.
For California Healthline, I'm Chris Rebelow.